The parsha starts off with the birth of Yaakov and Esav, and we see the different directions that they go. Yaakov is goes learns in the tents, and Esav is in the field. Esav's running around. He's a avodah chaya, right? He's hunting. He's having a good time. So we see the real, I guess, personalities come out when Avraham Avinu dies, and then Avraham Avinu dies, and then that's when Esav is in the field. He's hunting. And he comes home, Oyev. It says, he says that, give me this red stuff. He says, pour it down my throat. He says, like what we just heard now from the shir, ki Oyev and Oyechi, I'm weak, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. So just pour it down for me. Halateini nam in adem adem azeh. Pour down this red stuff.
He didn't want to
admit. Ki Oyev and
Oyechi. He didn't want to admit what it was, so to speak.
That's what he said. Yeah, that was the base of Levi. If you look at Rashi on ki Oyev and Oyechi, Rashi says, what does it mean that he was weak? Rashi says that he's weak from doing all the averis. He was balnar ma'asa. He killed. He was mizritzeach. He did all the averis. So he's weak from just all the averis.
Right.
So the Sephorna says that Rabbi Saperstein said this last year. I thought it was a very good observation.
Mm-hmm.
Sephorna says that it means he was literally oyev. He was literally tired and weak and exhausted. Esav, he's Hulk Hogan. Esav is just, he's this big. Esav's working out 20 hours a day. He's in the gym.
Kill people.
Right? I'm saying, Esav, you don't want to mess with this guy.
Right.
He's got muscles. He goes like this. The shirt goes, rips open. Right? So what does it mean he's weak? Right? What does it mean Esav is oyev? Right? What does that even mean? So he says that he was so focused on his hunting and his mission, on his physical pursuits, that he had nothing left in him. That he put all his energy, he put all his koiches into his hunting, into his job, and he had nothing left. And as far as basically what Cyberson was saying is that idea of not leaving. If you just focus on your body and just focus on your just not just taking care of your guf and not taking care of your shaman at all, that's ayif. You've got nothing. You're weak. There's nothing left. That was Vayivez Esav as a Bechor. That's when we say Al Kein Koresh Mo'edem. That's where he lost it, because he didn't leave anything in his life, any room in his life for any spirituality.
Oh.
Meaning you could focus on making money, you can focus on that, but you gotta also focus on the spirituality.
Is that what Sephorna said?
That's what Sforno says, that he didn't leave any room.
Spirituality?
That it's all, his whole entire existence was fully exhausted with physical.
There
was nothing left. He didn't leave anything left. And that's when kind of he went off. That was his, because so long, you have kids who are, Vilda kids. They like having a good time, but you got to leave. Part of the chinuch is that they still, you have to have a balance. You have to, when Esav had no room for that, that's it. That was where he kind of went off the path. I think it's important, like for us today, I think it's so important. Like we have to work. We have to make parnasa. We have to make money. You got to support a family. The cost of living in our societies is astronomical. Between schools, education, private tuition, taxes, mortgage, and then they're sending kids to seminary, making chasanas. It's sugar, totally crazy. How much you go to Middle America. You get $50,000-$60,000 salary. They're happy. If you're not making. If a Jewish family isn't making $250,000, I mean, they just can't do it. That's just the basics. So you have to have a good job. You have to make parnasa. There's no way around that.
Right.
However, that shouldn't be the main focus. That shouldn't be. Don't be oyev. Don't come home from work. Make time for the daf yomi shir. Make time for the shul. Go daven. Don't say I'm not going to mar if I can't.
Right.
The physical pursuits that you're doing, which you have to do,
right,
that shouldn't make you oyev that you can't do anything else. And that's Esav's mistake. That's Esav's problem. I think that's our lesson. Don't be Esav where you're just you're oyev and that's it. You can't handle any more physical pursuits.
Wow.
You can't handle any spiritual pursuits. Have a good job.